Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to...
What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And what's going on, everybody? Well, we've got some interesting action in the markets, and we've got a potential reversal or slowdown in gold, which is a little bit of a concern. We've got the Dow that is blowing off to the upside, and I think one of the biggest things that that I find interesting is that you've got everybody on the street is bullish. Talking about where we're going, and one of the experts said Dow 25,000 before the end of the year. I say BS. I say no chance. Another one who is usually very realistic says that we just keep buying the dips. You'll never go. You can't go wrong buying the dips. And to me, those are all warning signs saying that. Okay, if that's what you feel, then I'm sure that it's everything's safe, right? We're safe. And I say, okay, to me, that's a clear sign that markets are getting ready to be a little bit toppy here. Now, again, we're not looking for the major correction from here, but I would certainly be looking for that 3% sell-off that we have now not had for like 264 days. And I would think that we will see that, you know, in the next, you know, within the next week or so. So I am calling a temporary top here in the market. You know, it's very hard to call tops in, especially in this time of year, because, you know, we almost always get the Santa Claus rally. So we're getting awfully close. You know, we're basically, if you want to put it down, we're basically 6 weeks of real trading and the year's over, basically. Okay. Because you've got a week left in October. You've got basically 3.5 trading weeks in November and 2.5 trading weeks in December of real trade. Now, again, obviously there's more days than that and things could happen, but I wouldn't expect it. So, you know, we do get the almost every year, even in 08, we had a little bit of the Santa Claus rally. So, you know, what does that all mean? It just means that we're getting close to a point where, you know, trying to sell is not it. But I think if you look at Tuesday's action, and you see what happened in the way that the Dow went up, and the Dow went up at over 4 to 1 over the S&P, which is very unrealistic and unusual. I think that will tell you that we're probably blowing off to the upside here. And now this can resolve itself in a couple of ways. You could get the big sell-off from here, which I do not think will happen yet. You could consolidate and then go higher. Or you can get, you know, a small 2-4% sell-off, which I do believe will happen. And that's what the way I would be looking to play this market right now is looking for that 2-3% sell-off. You know, so in other words, looking to capitalize in the short term. But, you know, we've had earnings and everybody's glowing with the earnings that are out. And again, listen, the numbers are good. I'm not going to say that the numbers aren't good. The problem that I have with the earnings is we're not seeing growth that come along with those earnings. We're seeing a market that is you know, they're not doing any capital expenditures, or they call CapEx spending, which means that they're not adding new help, which means that, again, we're still in the same position we were before, which the middle class is, in my eyes, still in a recession. But I do look at the pattern now. Forget about anything else I just said. I look at the way the Dow went straight up based on, you know, I mean, Caterpillar was up at one point $10 on Tuesday. Closed up about 7. Minnesota Mining Manufacturing was up like 20. You know, those stocks don't make those kind of moves. Okay, that is more of the internet bubble type of trade. That is more like the, oh my God, how can I miss out, the chasing in type of trade. So although we're not saying that the top is in, because again, I can't call the top, but I can certainly tell you, I think from this point here, a 2-3% sell-off would not be a shock. And if you tie in, you know, some of the other things that are going on, you know, it we figure to see a much more hawkish new Fed chair, and that will be announced shortly. I don't think that tax cuts are going to get done this year. So you put all that together and you mix it up in your magic potion and you go, okay, so how can we continue to, you know, go higher? And again, I'm not saying we're not going to go higher from, you know, at some point, but I do think that now, you know, this statistically, it looks like we're going to start to see, you know, a small short-term sell-off that, again, 2-3%, I think, would do the trick for a little bit, and then we'll make a decision from there. But the overall picture is starting to look fairly weak and not real exciting. And I think what you might be seeing is the buyers possibly, I say, running out of a little bit of steam. And I think that's something that, you know, we should be focused on as we go forward. And I think that when you look at that, I think that tells you that, you know, there's things going on underneath the surface, which I've said all along. And of course, the markets are probably still waiting for some sort of a news bomb. But, you know, people are going to start to take some profits. You know, it is coming towards the end of the year. There may be some tax selling on. There's a whole bunch of reasons to believe that you could get that 2-3%, you know, bang. And of course, the market action certainly helps that. One of the things we are still concerned about is the lack of overall volume. But the VIX has actually held up fairly well based on these recent rallies. But again, markets are still quiet. It's not anything, you know, great. But I would certainly look for ways to try to take advantage of this potential 2-3% sell-off that I certainly expect to see. And I think that you'll see it, you know, and it could be just a quick one-day wonder. You know, a good swift, you know, 500 or 600 point down day would not be the end of the world. And it could happen just that quickly. And I think that's something that we just, you know, again, we just always have to be on the alert and on aware as to what's going on. You know, you do have later today, you've got Google's and Amazon's and Baidu's earnings coming out. You know, what will they do? And we know the NASDAQ has been under a little bit of pressure. We know the Russell has been a little bit under pressure. So, you know, from my view, I would certainly be looking for an opportunity to take a short position here just in the short term. You know, I think that's really where we look for. And of course, just a reminder, the crew's going to Vegas December 13th and 14th. You know, having a seminar there. And of course, it's available for everybody to purchase. You can check it out at the website. And also, you know, as you know, my high school program, we are now getting to the point where I can no longer afford to just finance it myself. I need to get some help. And of course, I've put up a link, Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading. If you'd like to donate, there are some special things for some of the bigger donations. And in the meantime, don't forget that you can always download The Bubba Show at libertytalk.fm. And make sure that you get the Sporting Edge as well. And last but not least is my daily update, Bubba's Daily Update, emailed to you every day for free. All you have to do is go to BubbaTrading.com, and the link will pop right up. The information page will pop right up, and you just fill it out. And every day about 4 o'clock, 4:30 Eastern time, you'll get my views of the market on a daily basis live right after the close. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. And I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to stop by our break. We'll be right back with more of The Bubba Show after the break. Todd Horowitz, The Bubba Show. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. It's The Bubba Show. It's Football Thursday. It's just always a great day to be around. Football season, there's nothing like it if you're a fan. And, of course, what are we seeing here overall? Well, let's take a look at some of the products that we track and watch all the time. And of course, oil has been still in this, you know, silly little range, something like 49 to 53. We have been holding up at the upper end here for quite a while. You know, what does that mean? Well, I mean, I don't know. I think it means that it's probably going to sell off. You know, there's a lot of people trying to pump it up for the Aramco deal out of Saudi Arabia. But certainly, I think your risk is by being long instead of being short. I think you make a lot more money in this particular product on the way down now. I think that, you know, again, I'm a seller, and I'm willing to sell more at 53 if it gets there. I think we've got some issues to look in at on gold and silver that are a little bit concerning. You know, we're still bullish the metals. However, we've seen some things that are a little bit scary. Okay. I think that you look at it, and you know, we had that 1280 support. You know, we made 1308 on the 16th of October, and now we've been kind of, you know, working our way lower, making lower lows and lower highs, and that isn't a real great situation. So now the last couple of days it has made a late run to get back over that 1280 support level. You know, it's a situation that looks a little bit scary. Now, again, I'm not changing my views on gold in general. I think gold in general is a good purchase. However, I don't think we may not see that pop we're looking for, you know, because we're looking for our next target was 1320. And I don't think we'll see that quite as quick as I thought we would. We may vacillate down here. You could even see one more, you know, attempt to push them down, which could get, you know, obviously a little bit ugly as well. So, again, I'm not bearish. I still believe that the bear market is over in the metals. I still believe we're going higher. But, again, you there's always times where you can get a little bit of activity that may not be great for your overall views. And I think that's something that we just have to, you know, recognize and understand, excuse me, that the metals could, as I say, have some issues. And it wouldn't be a total shock. It wouldn't be something that I go, oh, my God, I can't believe it, because I would believe it. I mean, I'm kind of half-heartedly expecting it. I think you've got that same little problem in silver as well. But again, these are investments that you should be making, that you are planning, your plans are to hold them long term. I think that long term they will be very good. But there is obviously a lot of talk about, you know, the new Fed chair, which might be creating some problems here. You know, I'm not a big believer in the right now in the correlation of the dollar for, you know, the reasons we've talked about before. But the big reason is that, you know, the dollar is down dramatically since last, and gold is nowhere near it was at the last time. So that would be something that would be a possible bother to me. So I think you want to look for, you know, opportunities. And I think that's an opportunity. But I think the biggest opportunity showing up right now is in the grain space. Corn and wheat, I think, are really, really strong spots to buy. You know, we've had a little rally the last few days, you know, even a little bit of a pullback. But I think now you're finding that if I'm correct on the blow off of the market, all right, and we're going to start to see some selling there, then the grains are 100% the place to be. Even if I'm not necessarily 100% right here, I still believe the pricing model and the levels in which we are at in the grain space suggest that we've got, you know, very little room to go on the downside, but a lot of room on the upside. I think the only wild card there is the soybeans, and of course they're back and forth between 977, which is obviously our key level that we've been watching and one we would be a little bit concerned about. So in my eyes, I think that that's a terrific buying opportunity. I think that you want to look at, you know, I think you want to try to figure out a way, you know, to, you know, get long the grains and short the equities. And I think the equities you want to look at more inexpensive ways of how to get short, you know, right now, because I don't think we want to step up here and say and put our entire bankroll to work here. I think it's got to be something that, you know, how do we get in and how do we do it? And I think creating some type of synthetic position, I think is really the best way to look at that right now. And I think that's kind of what we're focusing on. And what we'd be looking at is to find or put on some sort of synthetic model, you know, and, you know, maybe a ratio spread in the Dow and maybe in the grains, you know, to get long. Maybe we use we put on a synthetic call where we don't have to pay all that premium. And if it does tank, we can still make some dough. So I think there's ways to do things now. And I think we are starting to see very subtly a change. I think, you know, with what's going on, and I think, you know, with some of the other currencies around the world and some of their central banks, I think you might see a dramatic slowdown here in general. And again, I think that favors the grains. It does not favor the equities. And I would think you'd start to see some selling now, because the reason we're going after the Dow is because of the blow off and because of the way that it has been trading. So that would be, you know, something that we would look for. Now, you know, again, and nobody's paying attention to any of these little things, but, you know, in the last couple of days, you know, we lost Flake as a senator who's going to quit. And you're getting a lot of dissension in Washington, which is fine. I have no problem with it. And I believe in what President Trump is trying to do. But I think that may create some acts of fear in the markets now that the government is becoming a little bit unsettled compared to what a lot of people would think. So I think there's a lot of things that we would be concerned about. Again, we continue to ignore anything right now, but again, that can certainly change at any given time. And, you know, again, obviously we continue to ignore, and that typically does not work in the big picture. In the big picture, eventually that will come into play. And right now it would just be, you know, if we got some momentum moving down, then I think it could continue and it could be fairly dramatic. And that would be, you know, the things, again, that we would be looking at from our point of view is how do we get there? And I think that is exactly how we get there is by seeing, you know, something starting to give way, a subtle change somewhere, whatever that happens to be. I think it's a very realistic possibility that we see it sooner rather than later. And again, I think we get that 3% sell off in the next, you know, let's say the next 5 trading days. So, and again, it could come all at one time. So we'll look at that and, you know, do yourself a favor. You know, if you're looking at my Patreon link to try to help out my high school program, go to highschoolinvesting.com and check out the program a little bit. You can see it all right there for you. Again, it's in, you know, about 300 high schools, and we're trying to get into every single high school in the United States of America. But of course that does take money. So go to patreon.com / Bubba Trading. And in the meantime, you know, libertytalk.fm, you know, that is my station. And of course we've got 24-hour day programming there on all different things. Of course, you know, we want to be your provider for all of your news. So make sure you download the Bubba Show there every day, but, you know, stop in and listen to some of the other shows. And of course there's the Sporting Edge on the weekends, which is a nice sports show that done by two young men, and they do a great job with it. And, you know, don't forget to get Bubba's daily update. You know, every day I do a live update. Okay, which I obviously tape it so I can send it to everybody. But I do it, you know, right after the close of the market, usually about 15 after the hour, as soon as the equity markets close, the futures, I run out and tape it, get it up on YouTube for you, and I also send it to you via email. So you've got it right in your inbox, and all you have to do to get that is go to bubbatrading.com, and the sign-up page will pop right up when you get to the site. And it's free, no obligation, and of course, just want to continue to keep everybody informed. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we're going to stop by for a break, and we're going to come back with John Jenkins. And actually, I'm going on his show from Rural Rally Radio, and we'll step out here for a break and come right back with Mr. John Jenkins. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report. bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, CNN, CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Let's go to Rural Rally Radio and John Jenkinson. Here we go.
Now is Todd Horowitz with Bubba Trading. Good morning, young man, and happy Wednesday, middle of the week already.
Good morning to you, young man. Gee, that's a nice compliment because I'm probably older than you, but it's nice to hear that anyways.
If you're older than me, it can't be my much. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. You know, I'm watching the markets, and I'm watching a little bit stronger grain prices, and I'm seeing that the soybeans once again decided that they didn't like the underside of 977, so they're back on the upper side of that, and I think that's the area you and I have been watching for weeks now, and we keep going, you know, back and forth over that, and we'll kind of see. But I think that there's some interesting things happening in the equity markets, especially yesterday's action, which I would say was I will call that what we say a blow off in the business, which means that nobody cared about price and time. The market just went straight up, and I would think that would indicate that there should be some selling pressure coming pretty soon in the equity. So I'm looking forward to that money flowing into the grain space.
Interesting. It's interesting that you say that. I was reading your comments yesterday afternoon, and I saw where, and by the way, if we have listeners right now that don't sign up for your comments, I strongly encourage them to do so, because you can get those on your text. What's the best way to do that, by the way?
They can go to my website, bubbatrading.com, and up will pop a link, and I email them or text them every day what's going on. So yeah, they just go there and sign right up. It's the first thing you see, because it's a pop-up menu that comes right to you on the website, bubbatrading.com.
Well, I encourage everybody to do that, because you do a great job at sending out, I don't know, three or four or five texts a day to keep everybody up to date on the markets. And I like it because there's no fluff to cut through. It's just straight up, this is how it is. So this blow-off here, kind of interesting. You got to wonder just how much more gas is in the tank to take that stock market where it's going. But you do bring up a good point. Some of that money could be coming back to the commodities. Maybe some of it is already.
Oh, I definitely think that will come back. And I think when you look at the market, you know, if we go back and we use agricultural products, if you go back a couple of years ago when feeders were 240 and everyone wanted to keep buying them, you know, price became irrelevant. They just had to get in. And you're seeing that now, I think, in the Dow. And I think that's the change. You'll see the markets turn over. Now, again, they may not turn over today or tomorrow, but, you know, because they never announce themselves, unfortunately, nor do they send me a telegram and tell me when they're going to go down. But I think that, you know, we're very close. You know, when you start to see stocks like Caterpillar going up $10 in a day, that's remembrance of the mid-90s, right, with an internet bubble. And, you know, we just buy and buy and buy. We don't worry about anything else. I think that's kind of the situation we're getting ourselves into now.
Pretty interesting. Hey, I want to talk about the corn market here for just a little bit. When I was doing some research last night and this morning, it looks to me like there's quite a bit of resistance at 354, but this 350 level just seems to be a magnet that everything just kind of sticks to on this corn. We can't get away from it. Very range bound, and I don't know how long can this thing, well, I suppose it could last for as long as it wants, but there's got to be something to break us out of this range.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, these ranges, we call it consolidation. These consolidations are going to last for a long period of time. They're the hardest to trade. They're very tough on traders and speculators. But at the end of the day, you know, you will follow that range, and you know now at 353, you know, we're at 353.50. Then you're probably coming up to a little bit of resistance. So if you bought down in the low 340s, you might want to look to, you know, sell some here and look for it to come back, because that pattern can go back and forth. You know, if you break the market into three basic phases, which is what I do, We are in the birth of the market, and usually what will come from this is we're going to get a breakout one way or the other. Now, as I look at corn, I can't imagine a breakout to the downside. I don't think there's much room to go on the downside, so I can only figure to be a breakout to the upside. And eventually we'll pop through this range, and it'll be, for whatever reason, at some point, maybe they'll catch some guys short and they'll change the technicals. But at some point we'll pop right through this range, and I think we start to then work our way higher, and I would expect to see, you know, significantly higher prices. And I think the longer we stay in this ugly consolidation range, the bigger the market's going to be going up when we do go up.
You make a great point. And one of the things that it seems to be happening right now is farmers seem to be hurrying to get the beans out of the field because, well, obviously you can be more profitable per acre with soybeans. They're more vulnerable to the weather. And it seems like a lot of the beans are going to town, i.e. elevators, things like that, public storage. But so looks like a lot of this corn is going to private storage right now. So if you're a producer and you're putting a lot of corn back, how do you protect yourself?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm a big fan of putting that corn back in the bins, man. I would not sell it here. Okay, so I'm going to put it away, and you know, you can hedge the underneath of it a little bit and protect your price at where it is. But the biggest thing I want to warn anybody who's going to store is if you have to pay for storage, you have to figure out the cost that it's going to cost you to pay for it, and then figure out if it's actually worth it to store. You know, I'm a store if I can afford to hold it, right? And if I have no cost. But if I've got some costs and all of a sudden I'm adding on per bushel, you know, dollars and dollars and dollars, I got to figure out where that is, because at some point the ends don't meet and it becomes a very ugly situation, because not only is corn not moving, but you're continuing to pay, so you're reducing your average cost anyway. So I think you have to be very careful when you store, but I'm a big fan of that. And then if you're going to store, you just need to hedge underneath so that you can at least protect in case we do break to the downside. I don't see it, but it certainly could happen.
Anything can happen in this market. Todd Horowitz is here with us, and when we return from our break, we're going to talk about the livestock trade straight ahead. So don't go anywhere. More of the Commodity Wrap on this Wednesday from the all-knowing, all-caring, all-wisdom guy, Mr. Todd Horowitz, here with Bubba Trading. Yesterday, what a day in the cattle trade. My goodness, I have a question. Was it fundamental? Was it technical? Or was it just fun buying? What in the world was driving the cattle market yesterday?
Well, let's analyze it. I'm going to say that the feeders were driven on short covering. I think everybody got so nervous on Monday. You know, I hate when they put these reports on Friday afternoon. It gives somebody all weekend to fester about what could happen, right? And by Monday morning, they were worked up to a frenzy. They all sold into the market, and the market did not go down limit, which was the first sign you should have known that we're probably not going lower right away. And of course, I think they got short. And now all of a sudden, Tuesday, the market didn't go all the way down, and they turned them around. They stuck it to the shorts, which is very common. That kind of move is usually caused by a short squeeze. And that's what I'm calling it. I am a seller of feeders here now. I mean, I personally will be selling feeders and fats, but fats I'm long from 104, 105. So I'm going to start looking to get short here just for a trade. But I think that the movement in the feeders was really a whole bunch of short covering. And I think they caught everybody off guard. And I think that the fats were just a continuation of the rally, which pushed them right back into pretty key resistance, was between 119 and 120. And I would expect a little bit of a sell-off in here. And I think that that's really the action that we saw yesterday, because the feeders were far above the fats at one time. They were going almost from the opening bell, and the feeders kind of fooled around a little bit and then took off later in the day. So that's the way that I look at that market. In fact, I've told my guys that, you know, we're going to short feeders today at 119.50, and they should be right there on the open, and we'd look to be a seller there.
Well, Todd, I have no problem looking at some of these fundamentals and saying, okay, yeah, this cattle market was due for some higher prices. And I'm not trying to pour cold water on anybody's party right now, but I just sometimes yesterday, some of those moves were almost limit moves, and I just wondered if maybe it was just a little bit overdone.
I think it's definitely overdone. I don't think it should have been there in the first place. But this is, you know, when people speculate, when you have speculators involved in markets, typically, if they get caught, if you get the weak hands, get caught on the wrong side of the market, you get these moves that are a little bit bigger than we might think they could be. And of course, I think that's what we saw. I'm going to call that a short covering rally. I'm going to call that a squeeze. And you know, if they pop a little higher this morning, which they could, which would be great, it would even lend more to the point that you'd want to be a seller here. And if you own them, you'd like to hedge up here and lock in some of this dough, because I think they're probably 8 to 10% overpriced today.
All right. Hog futures. Let's talk about those for a little bit, because if you look at the cash hog trade, very strong in the black. Packers are in the black. Looks like there'll never be another bad day, but the futures can only go so far, right?
Well, I mean, they could go wherever. You know, we remember when we had the PED virus, they went over, they went to, I think, $1.40. Can they? I think that they're well done here. I mean, as I've said many times before in the last few weeks, at 64, 65, I'm going to be a seller. Right now, I'm in the red because I'm choking on them a little bit because they're, you know, a little higher. But again, I don't think they have much more room. I think that there is good reason to believe that you will see a sell-off. And, of course, as I said earlier today, markets don't announce themselves. They're not going to tell me when, but I think it's pretty close. And I think the action the last couple of days has been a little bit skittish, although higher.
Interesting. All right. Any quick final thoughts here on the Dow today?
Well, I think the Dow, you know, should probably start to sell off. I'm looking for a 2 to 3% sell off in the next few days. And I just think that, you know, oil is stuck in nowheresville. Gold is breaking down. That's a little bit of a concern, below 1280. And other than that, I think that we're still really quiet. Volumes are really down. And you've got the ECB speaking tomorrow morning, which could change all these things around tomorrow. So we'll see how it looks from there.
You're a good man, Todd Horowitz. How do we find out more about you, sir?
You can either email me direct at bubba@bubbatrading.com or go to the website and check it out, bubbatrading.com. But always looking to help, and got a lot of webinars that I do for everybody, and they're all free. So please check it out, and look forward to seeing from everybody.
Hey, real quickly, let's talk about Vegas.
Oh, yeah, we're going out to Vegas in December 13th, 14th. There's a fee for it, but I'm taking a group, and I'm going to do 2 days of training, and we're going to do everything from equities to livestock and agricultural products, and teach how to really read the charts, which is more important than any of it, because at the end of the day, all markets are the same. They all trade the same. You just have to understand where they are in the chart pattern.
All right, and that's all on the website, right?
It is, sir.
All right. Hey, have a great day today, Todd.
Thanks, John. Have a great day yourself.
You bet. Hey, you know what? The third half of the show.
This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, LibertyTalk.fm. Download the show every day. This is Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you back. We'll be back right after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz coming right back to you. Back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz hanging out with you. And, of course, we talked a lot of stuff today. But, of course, the markets today had some downward momentum. But, of course, they could not hold the overall shots to the downside. And I think that's something that, of course, we've got to continue to focus in on. Is there are still dip buyers there. And the dip buyers are not going to give up quite so quickly. So you have to remember that, you know, although we believe that 3% sell-off is coming anyways, that dip buyers are still in the business. And, of course, yesterday when you saw the markets down 190 in the Dow and 80 in the NASDAQ and they came charging back, I think the interesting thing, and even the Russell is down, I think, about 170 on the future. And, of course, that came screaming back. So, you know, again, there are dip buyers in the market. Let's not be confused. And one of the biggest warnings I can give everybody is do not let yourself get trapped by trying to bear in or sell down at the bottoms. All right. And again, we don't know exactly where the bottoms are, but don't let yourself get trapped into thinking that you can sell down in a level and then, you know, and get them back. Because typically what happens is they do what they did on Wednesday, which is to reverse them and stick them right to you. So I think this is one thing that this is a good lesson to learn from trading is that, you know, you don't want to chase the markets in either direction unless you're like looking for just a quick tick or so. I mean, I think you saw the VIX, which was, I think at one point on Wednesday was well higher, and then it was up at 1320 on Wednesday, closing at 1137. So that was a pretty nasty pullback. And of course, the VXX, which is a crooked product, but that was 3890 and it closed at around 36. So again, these are things to always keep in mind because the markets will trap you if you don't do what it is you're supposed to do, which is to follow the footprint and not chase the market. Again, we want to buy support levels. We want to sell resistance levels. We want to get involved in retracements, but we do not want to chase up or down because you're sure to get it stuck up your, you know what, all right? So, I mean, you know, you had a lot of action on Wednesday, and you had the bond market, which was well down, hit or almost hit our first objective, which was 150 around. The low of Wednesday was 150.14. So gold continues to hover in that strange area. It will not stay above 1280, but every day this week it has gone down below and then come right back and tested it and tried to push it over and then eventually closing right around it. So on Wednesday you saw it close at 1278-ish. Again, it's a very precarious position that it's in right now. But again, that's why we have to watch and kind of hang in and play the footprint of the market and not try to be too opinionated or try to get too drastically with some of these things we do, because you can see that for whatever reason, the buyers step right back in the market. Now, again, I would expect to see that 3% sell-off come, and I would expect it to come rather quickly here. Now, the question will be what we'll do from there. The question will be, you know, does this sell-off take us to a new high or do the old highs hold? These are things that you should be asking yourself, you know, when you look around and as you watch some of these markets trade. I mean, if you look at the grain markets, they're just vacillating. They're not doing anything. All right. So, again, these are the things that we as traders need to be watching for to give us the best clue as to where to go in the market and how to make the most of it for ourselves. That's always the thing that we want to watch. Again, where can we put ourselves in the best position to be successful? Now, if you take a look at yesterday's close on Wednesday, you see that, for example, the NASDAQ futures rallied from nowhere. They rallied about 15 ticks in the last 2 or 3 minutes. Think about that for a minute. That's $300 a contract if you're trading the NASDAQ future. The Dow rallied back. And this is after the rally. Their low of the day was 60.11 in the NASDAQ futures. And they closed over 60.65. All right. So that's one hell of a rally. And that's where you have to really watch and understand what can happen in these markets. Because, again, right now, it's happening fast. Now, again, I did say that volume's a little bit better, but you've got, and today you've got Google, Amazon, Baidu, and Microsoft all reporting. Big tech names. You know, what are they going to bring? What's that going to bring to the party? And that's something else that we have to, you know, be focused on is what will they do? Now, again, I would like to see them rally myself and then sell into it. So we'll see how that trades out. Again, I do believe that the tops are in or near. And I do believe that you can make more money on the short side now. But again, you got to be very careful and very cautious here just because these things can be so vicious and so fast that before you know it, you could put in the trade now. Before you know it, you could be $1,000 loser. So you got to be very cautious in here and you have to be ready to rock and roll in here because again, if we do get some volatility back, it's going to bring much bigger swings in. But you see that clearly, I mean, even the S&P, yes, the S&P future made a low of 2541 and closed somewhere north of 2558. So again, those are pretty big damn moves. Okay, those are really showing you that there's a lot of buying power that's still underneath the market, that still is trying to get in. And if you don't let the markets do what they do and wait for your opportunity, what you're going to find out is you're going to have a headache because they're going to clobber you. All right. Very important. Again, this is all, you know, this is all 38 years of stuff that you want to make sure that you understand, because again, you know, you've got a lot of things happening. You know, you've had some major moves, which is my key to saying that I think the top is in, because you just don't see big stocks make these gigantic moves. So I think that's just another story that we have to look at and we have to understand, you know, where we're going from. I mean, you know, you've got stocks making gigantic moves. I mean, Chipotle, that would make sense, but Chipotle was $50 down on Wednesday. But you got a stock like Boeing that had a $12 range. On Tuesday, you had Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing, a $20 move, and Caterpillar. Those things just don't happen. So those are the things we're watching for, because that will eventually clean out, and we will eventually get what the move is going to be. But if you're impatient, you could bust yourself waiting for the right to, for the right move and for the right to get in. And I think that's where many of us make that bigger mistake. And that's why I'm saying to you, don't let it happen to you. Be patient enough to wait for the move. Be patient enough to wait for your levels. Because, again, the markets are open 241 days a year. All right? Just like the Bubba Show, 241 days a year. See? So don't let yourself get involved in these. And do yourself a favor and do me a favor. Go check out highschoolinvesting.com. All right, that's my website. That's where that's what's in 300 high schools right now. And of course, we're trying to raise a little money to keep it going. And that's our link is Patreon, patreon.com/Bubba Trading. If you want to make a contribution, of course, I've said I will do a special webinar for all those of you that make a nice contribution. And of course, I'd be happy to do it anyways. But I want to, you know, I want to keep it going, because I do believe in the financial literacy of everybody. But especially if we can get them young, I think we're going to be in better shape. So check that out. And also check out BubbaTrading.com so you can get the daily update, which is emailed directly to you. All the fine content I try to provide. And of course, LibertyTalk.fm is where you can download the Bubba Show each and every day. And you can download the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And of course, Liberty Talk is basically got 24-hour day content of all the things that you probably want to hear about. So make sure you check out the station and see what's going on over there, because, again, we try to provide you with the best content to make things better for you. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and, of course, we got the Thursday night football tonight, and we're gonna pass on the game. Too rough. But in the meantime, we'll be back tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. Thank you so much for being here. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.